Hello, today is February 22nd, and today we have the Night of Pentacles. I'm up early, by 5, put the kettle on, and enjoy a time of quiet before the sun comes up. It is then rabbits and horses all know breakfast is soon to be served. By then, I've contemplated a card, I make the rounds, and settle in to write a bit. This morning was my bi-monthly acupuncture appointment at 8:30. It takes the better part of an hour to get into and across town from where I live, much of that distance being rough dirt road, and, if we know what's good for our tires, we know to take it very, very slow. Besides, it's nice to enjoy the scenery along the way. That's always the best part of the drive. Blowing a tire could cost half the day easily, not worth it. So I had a choice to make. I could crank out some quick comments on the card, or I could take my time, think about it along the way, contemplate details, and after my appointment and picking up some groceries, mail, and birdseed, come home, settle in, and enjoy one of my favorite cards, the slow but steady Knight of Coins or Pentacles, or Earth, Virgo, Capricorn, Taurus. The dark horse is a horse in a race that is, or appears to be, the least likely to come in first, or place at all. But should you place your bet on this long shot, this is the one that pays off the most. I have a little horse race of cards laid out on the table before me. The fast horses of the Knights of Fire and Air, whose orange and white horses face left, which in the tarot is considered the past, as if to meet the future before it even arrives. The silver-gray horse of the romantic Knight of Cups does face right and is poised with one delicate leg raised as if about to dance across the river in front of him, but hesitates as if not quite sure about the future or what lies on the other side of the flowing water. The dark horse of the Knight of Coins is not even moving, but faces forward, heavy hooves solidly planted on the ground. There is no point in moving before it is time to move. He is not even a racehorse, but a workhorse, said to be the famous Scottish Clydesdale, not bred for racing at all, but for reliability, hauling, and labor. It is this knight that holds the large gold prize in the shape of a gold medallion in his gloved hand. This is the suit of earth, and we're not talking metaphors today, but solid, tangible, bankable assets. Legacy building, if you will. One of my favorite versions of this card of patience is of the Scapini deck, where the Knight of Earth carries a shield upon which is carved or embossed a large tortoise, another one of my favorite animals. Slow and steady wins the race, as we all know. The knight is also taking the time to enjoy the view of a freshly plowed field below. He has chosen his land well, protected between fertile green hills. The horizontal rows gently rise to the right of the card, uphill, a slow climb, slow growth. His dark horse wears a halter and reins of red, representing the element of fire, fire energy being present in all the knights of the tarot. The horse's red headstall is decorated with a green sprig of oak leaves, as is the knight's helmet. We see in the distance two old-growth oak trees, thoughtfully preserved by the conservationist of the deck. This is a conservative suit and a financially conservative knight. This knight is taking his time, in it for the long haul, and knows he'll be richly rewarded for it. Some people find him or her dull. Some may see his or her life as unexciting, predictable, and routine. But tortoises live to be over 100 years old. And so we have, a little later than usual, our card of the day. For my beloved Martin, who passed away February 17th at Rancho Ramajal, Maniadero, Baja California, Mexico, where I remember this view from my rooftop on the mountain a lifetime ago.